Shortly after he became interim Marion County prosecutor, Ryan Mears made it policy to dismiss simple marijuana possession cases. He has since assumed the role of prosecutor to fulfill Terry Curry's term through 2022, and WFYI's Taylor Bennett spoke with Mears to learn more about the new marijuana possession policy and the reasons behind it.
Was that something that you had in the back of your mind that you would like to see the office eventually start doing? How did that all come about?
Yeah, so that's a conversation that we've been having internally for the last couple of years. And when you take a look at how we were handling possession of marijuana cases, the vast majority of them ended up getting dismissed. So in 2018, we dismissed 74% of our possession of marijuana cases. And in 2019, that number actually rose to 82%. And so when we took a look at those types of cases, you start to question, okay, why are we ended up dismissing these cases? And it was for a number of reasons. Number one, there was no clear nexus to public safety. We had a lot of people in the system who did not need to be in the system. And we really did a deep dive on who was ultimately being charged and arrested with possession of marijuana cases. And when we looked at those stats, we saw that it disproportionately impacted people of color. If you look at marijuana usage rates among Caucasians and African Americans, and then you look who ends up being charged with those types of crimes, there is no real correlation to population or usage of marijuana. And so when we took a look at all of those factors, we said, hey, our priority is violent crime and making the community safer. These possession of marijuana cases don't make the community safer. In fact, I think it has a negative impact because I think it does leave some people who are disproportionately impacted like this. I think it makes them trust the system less, trust law enforcement less. And so we thought, hey, let's just focus our priorities on violent crime and we'll be just fine without prosecuting these possession of marijuana cases.
What was the reaction from those, especially in law enforcement, when you announced that decision?
Well, it was certainly a departure, but it's not that big of a departure. There are 950,000 people in Marion County, and in 2018, IMPD arrested 200 people for simple possession of marijuana cases. And so I think the point of that is IMPD officers were already using their discretion. They were the vast majority of times not arresting people under these circumstances. What we did is just verbalize what was kind of going on each and every single day with officers saying, does it really make sense to lock this person up, wait for the jail wagon, take myself out of service where I can't respond to other calls, where I can't respond to violent runs, so I can make sure this person gets arrested on possession of marijuana. More often than not, they came to the conclusion on their own, yeah, this isn't something that we need to pursue right now. And so, you know, seeing just the declining number of referrals that we were getting from IMPD, and then looking at who actually ended up being charged, it was really a pretty simple decision for us. And our policy is very straightforward. You know, when we had the conversations with our law enforcement partners, you know, we're not going to let people smoke in public. We're not going to let people drive impaired under the influence of marijuana, and we're not going to let people deal drugs. It's really just related to these simple possession charges, which didn't oftentimes end up getting referred to our office anyways. And so, you know, I certainly understand their concern, but it's really something that they were already doing on their own.
Do you think other Indiana cities will follow? Have you been contacted by other prosecutors' offices about finding out more about doing this as well?
Well, if you look at this is a national trend. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you look at things nationally from, you know, in New York City, Philadelphia, Boston, Washington, D.C., and many places in between, you are starting to see prosecutors' office make this decision. Louisville, Kentucky ended up doing it just a couple of months ago. And when you have the legalization of marijuana essentially in Illinois and Michigan, who are our neighbors, I think that this is going to have to be an issue that especially the border county prosecutors are going to need to take a strong look at.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's Marion County Prosecutor Ryan Mears speaking with WFYI's Taylor Bennett.